It was well that Bjorn had warned them against it, or they would have drunk from it, whatever its colour, and filled some of their emptied skins at its bank. As it was, they only thought of how to cross it without wetting themselves in its water. There had been a bridge of wood across, but it had rotted and fallen, leaving only the broken posts near the bank. Bilbo, kneeling on the brink and peering forward, cried, "There's a boat against the far bank! Now why couldn't it have been this side?"
"How far away do you think it is?"
asked Thorin, for by now they knew Bilbo had the sharpest eyes among them.
"Not at all far. I shouldn't think above 12 yards.
12 yards? I should have thought it was 30 at least, but my eyes don't see as well as they used 100 years ago. Still, 12 yards is as good as a mile. We can't jump it, and we daren't try to wade or swim."
"Can any of you throw a rope?"
"What's the good of that? The boat is sure to be tied up, even if we could hook it, which I doubt."
"I don't believe it is tied," said Bilbo, "though of course I can't be sure in this light, but it looks to me as if it was just drawn up on the bank, which is low just there where the path goes down into the water."
"Dory is the strongest, but Feely is the youngest and still has the best sight," said Thorin. "Come here, Feely, and see if you can see the boat Mr. Baggins is talking about."
Feely thought he could, so when he had stared a long while to get an idea of the direction, the others brought him a rope. They had several with them, and on the end of the longest they fastened one of the large iron hooks they had used for catching their packs to the straps about their shoulders. Feely took this in his hand, balanced it for a moment, and then flung it across the stream. Splash, it fell in the water.
"Not far enough,"
said Bilbo, who was peering forward.
"A couple of feet and you would have dropped it onto the boat. Try again. I don't suppose the magic is strong enough to hurt you, if you just touch a bit of wet rope."
Feely picked up the hook when he had drawn it back, rather doubtfully all the same. This time he threw it with greater strength.
"Steady," said Bilbo. "You have thrown it right into the wood on the other side now. Draw it back gently."
Feely hauled the rope back slowly, and after a while Bilbo said,
"Carefully. It's lying on the boat. Let's hope the hook will catch."
It did. The rope went taut, and Feely pulled in vain.